was a good friend of mine.
Hello and welcome to the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life. My name is Kyle Case, and I'll be your host on this amazing journey as we attempt to help you get the most out of your life. I'm flying solo today because my co-pilot, Lil Baron, is actually out doing one of her many other jobs here at the Games and was unavailable to join me. But we've got a good thing going here. For the past several episodes, we've been talking about some of the benefits of being an athlete at the Huntsman World Senior Games. And today, we're going to talk about one of the best ones yet, and that is our volunteers. Now, many sporting events all around the nation and even around the world rely on volunteers to get the job done, but I'm going to humbly submit that we've got some of, if not the very best, volunteers anywhere. They're really just the best. They're great. And frankly, there are lots and lots of them. Did you know that it takes about 3,000 volunteers to help produce, choreograph, cover, and manage the various aspects of the Huntsman World Senior Games? 3,000 of them. We've got people helping with the various 36 sports that we offer. We have people delivering fruit and refreshments, making sure that the water coolers are full and cold. We have ushers at our social events. We have transportation specialists who get our athletes to and from their lodging as well as their sporting venues. We have help with check-in and the welcome bag assembly, and the list goes on and on. 3,000 volunteers putting on their best so that we can put on the best event anywhere in the world. Put simply, we just could not even come close to doing what we do without their help, and that's just simply a fact. But aside from the tasks that get done, and there are many of those, many of our athletes and volunteers strike up friendships that last for years as well. We often talk about the games being like a big family reunion, and the volunteers are certainly a big part of that. And speaking of volunteers, we are lucky enough today to have two of our boldest and brightest. Stan and Cheryl Rasmussen have served at check-in at the Dixie Convention Center for the past 5 years, going on 6 years this year. And if that's not enough, Stan started competing at the Huntsman World Senior Games 25 years ago, playing softball, and Cheryl cheered him on each year until 10 years later they decided to become bowling partners so they could compete together. So Stan and Cheryl are excited to get their 25-year and their 15-year endurance awards this October. We've talked about the endurance awards before. Amazing program at the Games. They also have played social golf at the Games, and these two lovebirds have been married for 53 years. They have 3 children, 12 grandchildren, and when these two are not doing something for the World Senior Games, which does take up some of their time, I'll admit, you may see them out jeeping, riding their razor, or serving in their church community. Stan and Cheryl, welcome to the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, we're excited to have you guys here and grateful too, not only for your time today, which we are grateful for, but for all that you do being a part of the games, both as athletes as well as huge help in the check-in area there at the Dixie Convention Center. So thank you so much. We want to start things off today with you, Stan. You were the first one to compete in the Huntsman World Senior Games. 25 years of playing softball. Tell me how you found out about the games 2.5 decades ago, and what has made you stick around?
Well, I'll tell you what. I started out in softball probably when I was 17. We played most of our games then back in Alpine, Highland, American Fork, and up that area.
Okay.
And then we moved on to, when we got married, we moved to Sandy, up in Salt Lake area.
Okay.
And playing ball up there, and we made friends with Bill and Bonnie Winterstrom.
Okay.
And Bill, being like 4 or 5 years older than me, every year they'd get around September, they'd say, okay, we need to set our team for the St. George Senior Games.
Yeah.
Or the Huntsman Senior Games.
Down in St. George.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so they'd get their team together. And guess who was left out every year?
You were just too young, Stan. You were just a young one.
I was. I was too dang young. And then the year that I turned 50, which I turned 50 in December, I was able to play in the senior games, and I was 49.
Right.
And I was just thrilled.
Because you had been watching all this fun happen all around you, and you were unable to be a part of it.
Yeah, they get down to the games, and they come back and tell their experiences and how much fun they had, and yeah. It was just great, and the camaraderie and everything. And I was left out of a year, and I thought, okay, I'm ready to go.
This is the year. This is the year.
This is it.
I love that. I love that experience. So many times when we reach that milestone, whatever the milestone is, whether it's 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, whatever it is, sometimes we allow it to be a little bit of a negative thing. It sounds like you were anticipating and celebrating it.
Oh, it's just wonderful.
I love it.
I looked forward to that for 5 years. And then the year we came down, you know, my first year, I wasn't 50.
Right.
My wife made some T-shirts for me that said, I'm not 50, I'm only $49.95.
And everybody loved
and
them.
I just loved it. You know, everybody saw those and they'd laugh and it was great.
I love that. It's not, you know, that doesn't... That can happen, because the rule is that you have to be turning 50 on the year of the game. So if your birthday is after the games and before December 31st, you can actually compete at the games as a 49-year-old, $49.45, right. If you will.
Yeah.
So obviously that's not going to affect everybody. Unfortunately, I'm on the opposite end of that scale. So I turn 50 in January.
Oh, there you
and
go.
Not of this year, this right. coming year. Mm. And so I'll already be almost 41 by the time, or 51 by the time I get to compete. You got to jump the gun a little bit. I'll already be a little bit behind the curveball there.
That's right.
But I love that $49.95. That's
yeah,
just
that was
perfect.
Awesome. That was
that's
awesome.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So you got to play the first year. I'm hoping and assuming you had a good experience.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
We just, you know, it was a thrill to be in the games and to participate and feel the spirit of the games and everything. You know, in about 3 years, just tell you a couple experiences. About 3 years into the games, we got beat out by a team from Canada.
Okay.
And then they put us in the loser bracket. And we just played and kept beating teams and stuff. We had to come back. And to win the gold, we had to beat this team twice.
Had to play the same
right.
team, yeah.
We beat them first game, 16-15.
Oh, so it was close.
And the second game, we killed them, 29-9.
You had broke their will with that first game, right?
Yeah. My favorite experience probably in softball was a couple years later when my brother came down. I talked him into coming.
Okay.
Older
yeah.
brother.
Nice.
He came down and played with us. And it was just the 1 year.
Okay.
And he was on base. Bases were loaded. And I got up and hit a grand slam.
Oh, how great is that?
And I came in and we all high-fived each other there, and I was high-fiving my brother, and
yeah.
we got pictures of that at home, and it was a thrill.
What a feeling.
It
what
was
a feeling.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, not everybody gets to hit a grand slam.
No.
And to be able to do that with your brother there and to high-five him, what a special, special memory.
It was. It was great.
Yeah. That is awesome. We're going to get back to some of those memories and maybe some of the other sports. Cheryl, I want to talk to you for a second. So you'd been coming down and watching him play, obviously involved. I mean, you're making T-shirts for the guy.
Well, Stan, when we finally put our own team together,
okay.
he designed a T-shirt and we had those made up, and so that was really fun. But I kept all of their records for them. I kept all of their stats for them and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and their scorekeeper. I kept all of their stats and stuff. So,
I was
part of the team. Yeah.
You were on the team for sure. That scorekeeper role is just as important as the shortstop and the left fielder for sure.
Yeah,
and more important than the second rover. I mean, that's an important role, right? That's an important
that's right.
role to have out there. So you're there, a part of the team in every way, cheering and scorekeeping and... it sounds like we're working on uniforms and the whole thing for the team, but eventually you guys decided, hey, there's something we could do together. Let's figure that out. So how did that happen? Like, how did you come to decide that you wanted to compete together and land on bowling?
Well, we bowled together for a lot of years.
Okay,
a
so
lot
you'd
of
already
years.
Been in leagues
yeah.
and things like that.
And I had been a secretary of a league for over 14 years.
Okay.
And so in order to get away from that, I had to change leagues. But and so
that's,
we just
that's the only only way to do it, right?
it's
like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you just can never leave, right? So you got to move. You got to move to another league.
Yeah.
So we moved to another league, and we were talking about it, and I said, "Well, now wait a minute. You know, I want to play too."
Yeah.
And so we decided that we would start bowling. It was something that we already did together.
Yeah.
And so we started bowling, and I've got a great partner from Logan that I bowl doubles with. And
okay.
Of course, Stan's my mixed doubles partner and my team partner. And we just have had a lot of fun together. You know, we've laughed and giggled and, you know, and cheered each other
cheered on the strikes and aw shucks on the gutter balls.
On the gutter.
You guys probably never roll gutter balls.
You don't know.
You don't know what that feels like. Let me tell you, I know very, very well what it feels like to roll a gutter. I'm not sure what it feels like to roll a strike, but the gutter balls, I've got those ones figured out. I know how they feel. But
long and straight.
Yeah. So you're a PE major as well. You've kind of been involved in sports whole life.
Oh, yes. I was very much involved in sports. And about 54 years ago, I broke my knee. Well, they didn't replace knees then. They put them back together with nuts, bolts, and screws. So mine's all put together that way. But you know what? I can still play, and I can still enjoy life, and I do.
Yeah. Well, I know that you do, and I'm glad that you've been able to find a sport that works for you. And yeah, you're right. They did things a little bit differently back then. This day and age, they would do it a little bit different, and maybe leave a little bit more mobility. But you found bowling. So tell me maybe a favorite story on bowling. Stan, you shared a few softball stories. What's a favorite bowling story?
Oh,
either one of you.
Okay. Well, I was surprised one year with gold in all events.
And okay.
That was awesome. And you know, I had no idea.
So an all events is a kind of a special category where it's the best of the best, really. You register for either, you register for singles, you register for doubles, mixed doubles. There's team bowling. You put all that together,
right.
And the best score becomes the winner of the all events.
Right.
And so you're saying that you're going along and just doing fine and having fun, but not really anticipating being in the running there.
I didn't. I didn't anticipate that at all.
And yet there you were. So how did that feel?
I'd had some good scores all along, but I didn't anticipate getting that medal.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It's a good feeling.
It is.
It's a good feeling.
It's wonderful.
You know, we talk sometimes in our preparation, you know, obviously we're looking for a whole lot of medals, and we bid them out, and we're trying to find the best price. But at the end of the day, a gold medal is not paid for by, you know, a few dollars here and there. It's paid for with sweat and determination and grit and, you know, all the things that go into the success as a sporting event. Yeah. And to be able to have one of those put around your neck, it's kind of a special feeling.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
You know, in bowling, we've gone out of bowling just jingling with had so many medals on us before, you know. It's been awesome.
I love that. I love hearing that sound. I love hearing that noise.
We've got over 40 medals between us.
Wow. So. That's amazing. And most of them in bowling, or I'm sure you've got a few in softball as well.
A lot of them are in softball.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. So Stan won the all around, and got the surprise of the year there. What's something that has happened to you that stands out, Cheryl? A good memory for you?
Oh, I think it's just the camaraderie, the being able to see the same people every year, and people you get to know really well, and being able to enjoy their companionship.
Yeah, companionship, friendship.
You know, friendships, and we've made some really dear friends through being able to participate with them every year.
And that is really what the games are about in so many ways. Of course, the competition is an aspect of it. It's a huge part of it. That's the whole thing, right? You're coming down to compete.
Yeah.
But that friendship, that social aspect of it, has so much value, and we hear that time and time again from our athletes. We come for the competition, we come back for the friends and for the camaraderie. And like I said in the intro, we talk about, you know, the games being a family reunion, and that includes our volunteers and our athletes and the community as a whole. We definitely feel that, we see that, we hear that year after year from our athletes. And there are so many benefits to that, you know, mental health, emotional health, physical health, all the things that go along with those friendships and relationships that carry us through. It's just amazing. Yeah. So you guys, you said you won 40 medals between the two of you. Do you have a wall where you keep them all up? Do you put them in a drawer? What do you guys do with your medals?
Right now they're just kind of in a drawer. We don't really have a place to display them or anything, you know. But years ago I made a shadow box when I was playing softball, and so I've got some pictures and special things and pins and pictures when my brother came down.
And original medals. The medals that then
They've
were
changed
really
over
little.
The years, haven't
yeah,
they?
They're a whole they're lot bigger now. And we have two little granddaughters that they both wanted a set of them.
Oh, is
and
that right?
So they each have a gold, silver, and bronze set. You know,
I love that.
And we have enough now that we could give all of our grandkids a set of medals.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah. So are they granddaughters or?
No, we only have. Four granddaughters.
Okay.
So two of the older ones, they're older now, you know, kind of thing. But and my little ones haven't gotten any. But
that's fun that you've shared them with them. You're just kind of paving the way for future generations of Huntsman World Senior Games athletes, right?
We hope so.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. I love that. So I want to talk about longevity just a little bit. You've both had some longevity, Stan. You've played for 25 years in softball. You both bowled for 15 years. Like I said in the intro, you're up for your 25-year Sandstone Trophy this year. And for Stan and for Cheryl, the 15-year ring, which is so exciting. So,
yay.
So it really is. It's a celebration for sure
of
longevity.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to ask you this, Stan. In 25 years of softball, have you seen the game change, or is it fundamentally basically the same over the 25 years that you played?
It's different. Mm-hmm. It's different to come and play in the senior games.
Yeah?
Believe
in what
me.
Ways?
You know, I played so many years out of the games. In tournaments and different things, just different leagues and that. And in Salt Lake, we had eight different teams that we played with. And, it was fun, you know.
Yeah.
But nothing like the senior games. it's just such a different feeling.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, before the senior games, there was swearing and, you know, some foul language going on and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But you don't hear that so much in the senior games.
It's just about having fun and just enjoying each other.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
We hear that so much, again, among our athletes, that aspect of friendship and camaraderie. But also, like, just the overall feeling of being together and doing something that you love and that you're passionate about. And
Right. That's
not to say that, you know, as youth that we're not passionate about the sports that we play, but there's a lot of motivations for a younger person to play sports, especially in high school. Sometimes it's, you know, peer pressure from your friends. Sometimes it's a little pressure from your parents or whatever. Sometimes it's just pure love of the game too, for sure. There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. But by the time you get into the senior games, really the only reason you're doing this stuff is because you love it. That's the only reason, right?
That's
and
right.
So you get this opportunity to hang out with people who feel the same way that you do about that sport, and those connections are real and they're strong and they're bonding, and one of the great things about them is that they last.
Yeah they do.
So you get to just see your friends and your family, really your family, just come back year after year.
Yeah.
And just enjoy it.
I think that's why we enjoy volunteering so much.
So I wanted to talk about that as well. So go ahead, finish what you're going to say.
Well, because we live in St. George now, and all of the guys that we played softball with in Salt Lake, you know, and it is so fun to be in registration and get to see them.
To watch them come through.
And talk to them and, you know, and give big hugs from them and everything, you know. It's really, really fun, and it just makes it worthwhile.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys have been playing for a long time and enjoying the games from that aspect of it. What did bring you over to the volunteerism? Why did you turn that corner and say, well, let's throw this into the mix?
Well, it's really all Derek's fault.
Derek did it.
Derek, of course, is our chief financial officer.
He was my assistant manager when we worked at a credit union together.
Okay.
And So when I retired, he called me and he says, I need to put you to work. And I said, you what? And he says, no, you need to go to work for us. And, yeah. And come and help us in the senior games. And the people that had been over registration were retiring. Yeah. And so he says, I need your help. And I said, okay.
Yeah. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
That's right. And so we true. Did that. We started, and we have thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah,
you know, and the volunteers that we work with tremendous. Are the cream of the crop.
They really are some of the best around. Yeah. That is for sure. Yeah. So for those who aren't familiar or don't remember, that every athlete has to check in to the games. We have to make sure that, you know, everything is in place, and we've got all your information, contact information, your birth dates, all that kind of stuff. So you have to come into the Dixie Convention Center to check in. That's where you pick up your athlete bag and your ID badge and everything that you need to play
your shirt.
In the games, your athlete shirt, all those things. And yeah. It takes an army of people to make that happen in a timely, organized, cohesive way, because we've got almost 12,000 athletes that are coming in to compete and to play their sports. Man, no one wants to stand in line, you know, all day long. So to put together a system that works, that gets people through, is really important. And to have people in place that can help make that happen is crucial. And you guys have just been phenomenal there, for sure. And like what you said, the ability to interact with those amazing people that are there volunteering their time is really kind of special as well, isn't it?
Oh, you bet it is. It is. Yeah. You know, they... and. You get to know new people,
yeah.
You know, those guys that are coming out for the first time, you yeah. know, kind of thing. Welcome to the games, you know, you're going to love it, and we hope to see you back next year, you know.
And then oftentimes you do.
You do, many.
You get
many.
To see them come back, right?
Yeah, and they're so excited. Their yeah. first year. This is our first year. Yeah. They're so excited.
One of the things that we do at the games on our ID badges is we track the number of years, so anybody can see how many years you've been competing. And it's really fun to see those 25 and 20. 8 and 32, and you know, even up into the 35s, you know, we've got
there's a few of them.
one or two that are out there, yeah. right? But it's almost just as fun to see that number one.
It
you
is.
See that number one on that ID badge, you know that it's their first year. And of course you want to make sure that they know how to get around and navigate and find the places that they need to be and don't miss out on any of the fun things that are going on. But there is just a level of excitement there, and especially for people who had an experience like you, Stan, who had others that were in front of them that were kind of paving the way for them and showing them the example.
Right.
And then when they finally get the chance to come for themselves, there is just a burst yeah. of excitement.
Oh yeah. Definitely. Yeah, you could see it in their eyes as they were forming the team to come down here.
Yeah.
You know, and the excitement they had. And you know, I was just standing there like, duh. Why can't I go?
Yeah, no, for sure. It's just an amazing, amazing fun.
It is.
Yeah. Life-affirming opportunity and experience, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you get to talk to them one-on-one.
Yeah.
You know, when you're checking them in, you get yeah. to you get to spend that one-on-one time with them, and you know, and welcoming them there.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a lot of volunteer roles that are kind of behind the scenes that are so crucial and so important, and you look for those opportunities to still reach out to the athletes and connect with them, and oftentimes you're able to, but by default you have to interact with them. And that first day is so much. I mean, no one has lost a game, no one's had any bad calls by the officials yet. You know, it's just blue sky yeah, and hope right. at that point. Everybody's just excited and ready to go.
Yeah.
And we're so grateful for the role that you play, as well as the volunteers that work with you in welcoming everybody and getting them in and then getting them out to their competitions, which is why they've come. So
yeah.
Let me just say thank you so much to the two of you for sharing your memories today, for spending some time with us, but also for all the things that you have done with the games as an athlete, as an advocate, as an ambassador, as a volunteer, now as one of our key volunteers who really helps make things happen and move things along and make it happen. So grateful for our relationship, our friendship, and for the ability that we have to be together and to work together. Thank you so much.
True. Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate yeah. it.
Thank you. We really, really enjoy it. We're around for a while if you guys don't want to get rid of us yet.
Not on your life. Not on your life. But once again, yeah. So grateful for all that you do. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
So we're very excited for this year coming up with Stan and Cheryl and all the things that they do. Let me just a quick reminder for all of you out there that now is the time to register for the Huntsman World Senior Games. You can do that as well as find your schedules, our rules, all of our frequently asked questions. Everything that you need to know about the games can be found at seniorgames.net. And you want to make sure that you're taking full advantage of early bird pricing, which will be in effect until August 1st. So seniorgames.net, all the things you need to know. Next episode, we're going to talk with one of our younger athletes at the Huntsman World Senior Games, Susan Hill. She started as a volunteer before she was old enough to compete. That sounds familiar a little bit here. And then she was so excited to finally be reaching the age of 50 years old and to be able to compete and be a part of the game. So listen next week to find out what sport she's decided to compete in. We want to also remind you to tune in live next and every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Time on AM 1450 or FM 93.1 for the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life. We take this live show, we turn it into a podcast, and you can find and subscribe anywhere that you find your favorite podcast. If you are listening by podcast, take a moment and give us a rating or write a quick review. You can do that very easily on your iPhone by just scrolling down to the bottom and then shooting us some stars there. And then you can find previous as well as this show right on our website. Once again, that is seniorgames.net, so check that out. Today's inspirational thought comes from our former First Lady, Michelle Obama, who said, "Success isn't about how much money you make. It's about the difference you make in people's lives." Until next Thursday, stay active.